We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Marks and Reese, we're back. And Darius Slay has quickly, I mean, last year, it wasn't the great first year for Darius Slay. Some injury stuff, but also he was going up against some really, really good wide receivers who had some good days against him. But this year, he's had an excellent year, Darius Slay.
A lot of jokes about, you know, make a play or...
Make a play, Slay. Yeah, we don't hear that this year.
No.
That's for sure.
All years, Pro Bowl votes.
Yeah, dude's good.
He's going to be all pro.
Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how they vote all pro, how many corners they take, but between him, Trayvon Diggs, and Jalen Ramsey... Like, that's probably
he's one of the better handful corners in the league, for sure.
Yeah, without question.
Yep.
Just without question. I think we forget what good cornerbacks look like around here. I think we think we're playing a video game and watching highlights is what good cornerbacks look like every game. No, this is what a good cornerback looks like. This is what they look like.
Yep.
This is what a good corner looks like. It's been a while since we had an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber corner.
Well, only, 15 years?
Yeah. Think something. We used to complain about Asante.
We did.
And he's a damn near borderline Hall of Fame player.
Yep.
Yeah. We sometimes we get a little bit
only in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we get a little crazy sometimes.
Well, I would say that must have been a pretty good move by the general manager if he got this good of a corner for a third and a fifth round draft pick, huh?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
He was on a podcast with Bryant McFadden, former Steeler, and he's talking about Jack. The Cowboys. Did he want to play for the Cowboys? Did he want to get traded to the Cowboys? Listen.
Dallas, I heard Dallas had wanted to trade for me. I said, no, I ain't going there.
Oh, you told Dallas no?
I'm just saying it because I heard about it. I told him.
Oh.
Yeah. I said, no, I ain't going there.
So if they wanted to, you wouldn't accept that trade if they wanted to trade for you?
No, I wasn't going to Dallas.
Wow, that's a first.
Yeah, I couldn't stand them. They cheated us.
Whoa, boy, that runs deep right there, Slate.
It runs deep. Ooh, runs deep.
Yeah, you're right there with the homegrown Philadelphia Eagle fans when it comes to that that element. Man, Slay said, I would have told Jerry no.
There you go, Philly guy.
I still holds a grudge for that.
So is that
Dallas Detroit loss? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the loss. Okay.
Offensive pass interference they called, which was a terrible call. Yeah, we all know that. Yeah. And then they got robbed the next week in Green Bay.
They did.
Dez called it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the catch. That's when the NFL didn't know what a catch was.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to figure that out, though. They seem to know what a catch is now. They don't know what a penalty
is. Yeah,
I mean,
what they've done is figure to get the hell out of the way. Because that's all they did was mess up things.
Yeah.
Catches the same way it was before they started trying to decide what's a catch and what's not a catch. They made it worse.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So that's Darius Slay. He also had some things to say about Matt Patricia. We know he didn't like him up there in Detroit, but we don't have to worry about playing that. All right, let's take some phone calls. 215-592-9494 with Scott in Souderton leads us off here in the 3 o'clock hour. Scott, what's up? How are you?
How's it doing today,
Scott?
What's up, Scott?
Yep, not much. So I mean, I'm not disappointed if they don't make the playoffs, and I'll tell you why. I mean, the beginning of the season, I don't think a lot of us expected much out of this team after going with four wins and a new head coach. And I know they're starting to exceed that expectation, but after last week's loss, I'm not even sure that they're going to come out of these last five games, you know, losing a couple. And I want to see a competitive team that deserves to be in the playoffs and is going to go far into the playoffs rather than the only reason we got into the playoffs is because they added an extra wild card team, or because we were just good enough to beat, you know, win a division, you know, and it's, they're not showing it right now. And I know it's been great the last couple games with the running game, but they should have done more this week, especially against the Giants. And, you know, the Jets game is not a guarantee. And if you lose that, then forget the playoffs altogether. And I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I want to see them make the playoffs every year, but I want it to be competitive and not just, you know, falling into the playoffs.
Yeah, so how can you not be – yeah, I just don't get the not disappointed that this team where they are right now. You mean to tell me, you know, watching Washington somehow sneak into the playoffs with 8 or 9 wins, or watching – you know, Minnesota getting to the playoffs, you're okay with that versus us getting into the playoffs? I mean, what is that?
No.
You know, you don't have to be, like, do you have to be a legitimate Super Bowl contending team to get in the playoffs? Or can you just say, you know what, this is a nice little first step in a new regime, and I can go into my offseason feeling good about the team?
No, right. I understand. And you know, I would be disappointed, but it's just I want to see a competitive team. And,
okay,
you know, we should have started our season a little bit better. We had, you know, games that we could have won if we, you know, again, it's a game of inches, and it's any given Sunday. You know what I mean? It's just from the get-go, they started out real bad, and I stopped watching a lot of the games because it was frustrating. And I just didn't feel good about the rest of the season. And I thought, you know what, even if you squeak out a couple more wins and you do better than last year, that's at least some progress. And I think at the beginning of the season, a lot of fans wanted to see that. They wanted to see at least some progression. And I think we got that in some ways.
You got some progression already, so you're happy regardless of what happens. All right. I would agree you've seen some progress in – with some things, but like, have you really seen enough progress? I feel pretty good about the head coach, right? Like Nick Sirianni has, and it was a little bit of a rough start there, but I think by here in December, it's like, all right, like he's got a chance. Nick Sirianni, I like him. I think he's got a chance. Jonathan Gannon looked like he was a total disaster. Like, all right, like he's done better. The defense actually looks respectable now. But outside of that, you have an aging roster on defense. Right, like, so the progress that's been, is there been progress made on defense individually, or is that kind of as a whole? Feels like it's kind of as a whole that you have made progress on defense. I don't necessarily know if that means anything for the future. That's what it sounded like Scott was talking about, was like he was looking at progress for the future going forward with the team. And for me, like, the progress that's been made has been offensively. It's been with the line. It's been with DeVonta Smith. Has it been with the quarterback? No, I mean, I don't think it's been with the quarterback. He's made some progress. He has, but are we any closer to thinking he's the guy going forward? No, it's probably the other way, in fact. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't look at it being like, oh, we've made some progress, so I don't care if we make the playoffs or not. No, you're in position. If you made progress, you should make the playoffs. You have winnable games coming down the stretch here. Rios, North Philly, Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
How are you, Rios?
What's up, Rios?
Look, first of all, let me just tell you this, Johnny.
Tell me.
Very impressive, bro. Very impressive for you sticking up for yourself. I'm like, man, Johnny got some crunk in his system, huh?
Well, a lot of times I just ignore the comments that people say, like, well, you know, unless you played the game, I don't respect what you have to say about it or whatever. But, you know, like, it's fine. It's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to respect me because I'm not an X and O football guy. That's fine.
Well,
whatever.
Let me just say this: I'm impressed with that. I love it. So, but anyway, let me get to this, man.
Yes.
Hell yeah, I will be freaking disappointed. And with that being freaking said, all right. Number one, after watching like the first 6 or 7 games, you know, in my head, I'm knowing. I'm like, man, what the hell are these coaches doing? What is Nick doing? What is Jonathan doing? And after that, like, they got their stuff together. Now let me tell you this. I don't hold no excuses for no professionals. So at the end of the day, you as good as your last game. So with what's going on with the passing game, it sucks right now. it sucks right now. But do I have some belief in the kid? Yes, I do. And at the end of the day, man, this you got people want to say, and this is the worst thing I hate. Oh, it's just a game. Don't take no. I take the Philadelphia Eagles seriously. I always take it seriously. At the end of the day, if people want to be like, hey, don't just make a healthy competition. What you want to be like, Phantom of the Flopper, or everybody who's around him, like, hey, oh my God, you dunked on me. Yeah, we're best friends. Nah, I don't want no type of stuff, no sucker stuff like that. And even on the radio station, what I get pissed at is, I don't know if some of y'all heard it or y'all probably did heard it, but some people will call in and have some sympathy or feel some type of way like, y'all ain't being fair with Jalen Reagor. Man, you're a straight sucker. I don't care what it is. This dude's a professional. I don't care. He's going to take whatever he can get because right now he freaking sucks. And this is the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is about the organization. So stop all that sensitive stuff with Reagor. But, yes, I will be freaking disappointed with the situation because this is serious. At the end of the day, Sar Major Philly, and I'm out, man.
There he is, Rios.
Oh, Rios.
Not the sensitive type, Rios.
No. Quickly turned into a caller that just, you know, rolls through the stoplights and stop signs. And
yes, like some other.
He's on a mission. He had to get it in.
Like, he is on a mission for sure.
You get run over if you jump in the way there. After you say hello, get out of the way.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Black Gritty made that style famous, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yoshi has taken over and maybe perfected it. And
yeah.
Rios right there.
Herb.
Yeah, Herb.
I don't know if Herb's perfected it, though.
Let's ask him. What's up, Herb? How are you, buddy?
Yeah, what's up there, Johnny John?
Yeah. What's up, Herb?
Nothing much. Just working over here at the Wells Fargo.
Hey, you stay at that Wells Fargo.
How was your Chinese dinner last night, Herb?
Man, that food was good.
Yeah?
You know, playoffs or no playoffs? Main thing is the new players and the coaches, you know, they're learning. After this week against the Jets, we got four big games.
Mm-hmm.
Against Washington, we got another New York, and we got the Dallas Cowboys at the end. And we want to win all these games, playoffs or no playoffs. We got to go in there with the right mind. We got to keep our foot on the gas. Starting Sunday, our foot on the gas.
Dynamite stuff today, Herb. Now, will you be disappointed if the team doesn't make the playoffs?
No, I won't be disappointed, okay? But, I mean, I don't want to see where we're, like, losing games so we get a better pick, okay? Oh. We got Devontae Smith. We got a few other nice players. Now we got to build this team around these players.
Okay.
So we got it. I like this kid. Okay, the tight end, he's 6'7". We need to start giving him some targets this Sunday.
Oh. Tyree Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah, we got to get him the ball, even if he's split out like a wide receiver. Okay, we got to start throwing him the ball. We got to.
What about Dallas Goedert? Start throwing him the ball.
Right. Goedert, too. We got, you know. But the big thing is we got to stay away from the turnover. Everything about the quarterback is called timing. Every throw, short pass or long pass, it's a timing thing.
Yeah.
The quicker he gets it out, the better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
He's coming along. I'm very satisfied with what I've seen so far. There could have been some better throws, yeah.
You're satisfied with what you've seen from Jalen Hurts, you're saying?
I am very satisfied.
Really?
Right now, yeah.
Chop.
Okay, very satisfied. I mean, there's a lot more that he's going to get better by the game. Better by the game. And he deserves to be here next year. I don't want to hear about all these, you know, go after
Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers.
After this guy,
yeah.
Them guy, I don't. I want a young quarterback that can move out of the pocket.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Herb. Thank you. All right. Well, he's satisfied with Jalen Hurts. Hmm. Would you say, Ike, that you're satisfied with Jalen Hurts this year?
Satisfied? No, that's not the word I would use.
Yeah, I wouldn't use satisfied either.
I would not say satisfied. I would say I'm encouraged by things. But, I mean, it's the obvious thing. He has to improve as a passer. Like that's obvious. I think we all see that. There are things you can like about Jalen Hurts, and you still can say there's areas he needs to improve upon. I think that's
fairly
fair.
Obvious.
That's
yeah.
fair, yeah. Like,
yeah. Go to Frank in Camden, New Jersey.
What you don't have, hold on real quick, Frank. What you don't have is the silly, he's a top 10, he's an elite quarterback, he's a future Pro Bowl quarterback, like all this other stuff that we were hearing when it was only 3 and 4 games that have been played. Now you got a larger sample size to see what he is. That's what's great about this league. You get to update your resume every week. And forget about what people may think you have the ability to do. You get the opportunity to go out there and show us.
Yeah.
So, and eventually, the last and final excuse-making statement will be out of the way. The whole, he's only played 14 games, he's still a rookie.
Oh, the rookie, yeah.
He's only played 15 games, he's still a rookie. Like all that's going to be gone. Meanwhile, you got a rookie quarterback that took over a team that couldn't even make the damn playoffs last year. Somehow he has his team at 8-4.
Yeah.
And he's a real rookie.
Yeah.
He wasn't in training camp last year.
Well, that's the – but then the pivot goes to coaching. I see a lot of the – then I would hear the a lot of, oh, well, you know, that's because – and the coaching is good, and that's a big reason why he's having that success.
But all I know is all I'm hearing is that it's a lot of other people except for him.
Right.
Right? It's a lot of other factors except for just saying he needs to get better in certain areas.
Yep.
Like.
Rather than just, no, he needs to get better in certain areas.
No, he needs to get better, yes.
Period.
Yes. It's flat out.
Yeah, because the whole rookie thing is such an excuse. He's really still a rookie. I mean, are we at this? Now, is it 16 or 17 games before we actually say that he's not a rookie anymore?
I think he's played 16 now. I think he's
He's saying because now there are 17 games.
All right.
Yeah, do we have to wait 17 games or 16?
Yes, when can we move him on to his second season? Is it after 17? I guess it would be
after the bye week. After the bye week, right?
Uh-oh.
He'll be in his second season.
We'll have to ask some of the big Jalen Hurts fans, because, yes, he has played so far in his career. He has started 16 games.
Yes.
But he's appeared in more games.
Those don't count.
They don't count?
No, those don't count.
But when they were trying to figure out how to use them.
Yeah, the package.
The package, right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Poor Jalen to see the package.
Poor Jalen had to run on the field. Carson wanted nothing to do with him coming on the field. The same play every time.
No, Carson was fine.
Well, I mean, not that he was outwardly upset that it was happening. It was just like it wasn't working.
They needed it. Yeah. The offense stunk last year.
It was bad.
Remember, I started yelling. That's where the Jalen Hurts. Put him in there to run, let him throw, let him do something that'll help the offense. That's how bad the offense looked.
I do remember that.
And then Travis Fulgham emerged.
Right, and then Fulgham emerged.
Yep. What a time.
Was.
What a time. Frank in Camden. Sorry, Frank. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hi, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
So, I tell you, man, when y'all go at the callers, I don't know if it's just me. It's like listening to a boxing face-off. Yes, there it is. I'm like, when Jack hit that, I said, ooh, dang. Johnny Marks is right at him.
He started.
But, you didn't say anything wrong, Johnny Marks. The team is horrible. I mean, we're not – and the bad thing is we could be good. But Jalen has to stop doing bonehead things, man. Yeah. It's like, dude, I'm behind you, and I was behind Carson. Pause on that. But you know, I was for you guys. Like, I'm like, yo, you guys should be good. You stop doing bonehead things. And that interception before the halftime, Ike, you should have seen me. I got a crack on my phone. I threw my phone. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Right.
Throw it away. And he threw it directly to the dude. I'm like, dog, Devontae Smith, my 5-year-old son could have told you he wasn't open. And you still threw it. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Man, it's annoying. But I love to see, because, Ike, you had something like a couple months ago. I think it was Andy from Defert. and he came at you kind of the same way. And I was like, don't, you know, have respect. These guys know sports. They know what they're talking about. All right. You know, and we're not a good team. And if Jalen Hurts, now, them two balls that Rigger dropped, if he catches those balls, you know, we're singing a different tune.
Yeah.
But Jalen still has to be better at his decision-making and you know, just him throwing that ball. Carson's problem was he airmailed it. He threw it too far. Jalen's problem is he underthrows it. Like, come on. When are we going to find a quarterback that is the franchise guy?
We thought we had him here not too long ago, Frank. Appreciate it. We know how that worked out. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, and by the way, like, decision-making has never been a problem with Jalen Hurts really before Sunday. And in fact, he generally has been very good with his decision-making. Now, we've seen
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He has made bad decisions with the football whenever he's pressed. All you got to do is watch the – if he's playing with the lead, he plays comfortable. It's when he's pressed into action – and he either has to come from the same thing he did in Dallas. It's the same thing he did in Dallas this year. He did it in Dallas last year. Did it in Dallas this year. Right? Carolina. Bad picks. Like when the offense isn't moving the ball and they aren't scoring, and now we have to rely on him to throw the ball and make decisions, then that's where he turned the ball over. Because we forget, before they went to the run game, he had a 2 or 3 game stretch there where he had thrown like 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
Wasn't throwing the ball well. So they went away from it completely. I think it was the Tampa game. Did he throw an interception in the Tampa game?
Yes. 12-26 in the Tampa game.
In the Tampa game?
Yeah. Interception. He had the Carolina game. He had 1 interception. It was also, if you remember, a couple of plays where – like he was throwing it up. I mean, he was fortunate.
Yeah, could have easily
to,
been intercepted in other scenarios. Yeah,
he had 2 interceptions against Dallas, beginning of the season. So it's you know, big game, big bounce back game for him coming up this week. I mean, and are we looking like, because I said it earlier, we're almost like not even really contemplating if he maybe doesn't play or he's like, how banged up is he going in on Sunday? Jack, was there a practice report out?
Not out yet.
No.
But Devontae was running around today, so it looks like he could be good to go. Jalen, they didn't show him any videos of him running around, but he was walking. Did notice a limp, using my journalistic eye.
There you go.
So, but no, nothing official yet.
And Devontae was sick, so that's why he missed yesterday's practice. So that wasn't a knee injury or anything like that. So We'll wait and see what the practice report is. 215-592-9494.
I don't know how you're sick one day and then the next day you're not.
Also, this is the second time, right?
Yeah, like I understand that's what they had to put on the reports or whatever, but like, come on, man. Putting illnesses down for people, like, okay.
215-592-9494.
I wouldn't even want to be on a damn injury report with illness, and then I'm back at practice the next day. Would he have a stomach flu for one day?
Yeah, I might have that.
Just played Sunday.
Yeah, I might.
You had an illness too Wednesday, and now you're back Thursday?
Right. Like, if you missed a couple of days because you had the flu, like, all right.
Like, what type of illness are we talking about here?
Yeah.
A cold, is sniffling, sneezing? Like, what are we talking about?
Sneezing, well, and sneezing. Yeah.
Maybe Howard can tell us.
I'm just saying, he's not the only one. A lot of these guys get these illnesses.
Oh, dude, you
things.
See it every
I'm
week.
Like, what
you
are we talking about with illness? Like, what is this?
It's the this is what we have today.
Yes,
Ike.
Today, yeah.
This
I'm like,
what
is this?
This is what it is.
Are you giving us a back in my day?
Well, I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Ike, you ever thought I'd see it?
Listen, there was a time where there was a sense of pride to not be on the injury report. Nowadays, I see dudes on the. It's like they.
Rest.
It's like, dude, they want to be on the injury report every week. It's like a built-in excuse for something.
Oh, there's.
I played in the air where you don't put me on the damn injury report. I'm fine. I'm playing Sunday.
Well, I mean, I can tell you this, that the highest paid player on the Eagles is on the injury report and the practice report every single week.
Yeah, he gets a day off every week.
Every single week.
Yeah.
Yep. 215-592.
He's also been playing for 10 years. Devontae's a rookie.
Yeah, which is why it's
yeah.
Well, maybe he was sick.
Well, I'm just saying. Come on, man.
Coming up.
It's a lot of question marks about people being sick around here nowadays.
Yes.
Dope.
Yeah, just ask Howard. Coming up, About a year ago, or it was a year ago this week, we had a seismic shift in the Eagles franchise. What was it?
What was it?
Oh, we'll tell you coming up next. Are the Eagles in a better spot now? We'll discuss. Your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about betting for a second with, that's right, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. They welcome you with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Dallas or New Orleans. And if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the bonus code MARKS200. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. The bonus code to use is MARKS200 to win $200 in free bets if either Dallas or New Orleans scores a touchdown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.